Fiat. August 23rd, 1937. How the divine will wants to grow in the creature and form its fullness. How the soul who lives in it is kept aware of all the works of her Creator, who makes of her the possessor of all the divine works. I feel I am inside the waves of the divine volition, which, investing me, want to penetrate more into the depth of my soul, in order to make themselves known and to make me feel its life, its celestial joys, the immense goods it wants to give to one who wants to live together with it. And my beloved Jesus, who seems to be anxiously waiting to continue to speak about the divine fiat, all goodness, told me, "My blessed daughter, how happy I am when I see the soul disposed, wanting to listen to me and to receive the great gift carried by my word. I never speak if I don't see that the soul is disposed. In fact, if she is not disposed, my word cannot deliver that gift which my word itself generates." Now, you must know that the more the creature seeks my will, wants to know it, loves it, and does not let it escape in all her acts, the more its fullness grows in her. One more attention, a longing, a desire for its life is enough to make it grow. Oh, how admirably it grows, and gently pushes her so high as to reach the heights of the divine spheres, to know its highest and most intimate secrets. My will is life, and as life, it does not want to stop, but wants to always grow. And in order to grow, it waits for the littlest act, a loving invitation from the creature. More so, since it does not want to grow by force, but it wants the creature also to desire for my will to grow always and form its fullness. Now, as its fullness grows, so does the divine strength grow within the soul. The sanctity, the beauty, the happiness, the knowledge, and the fullness of the innumerable goods that my divine fiat possesses. See then what one additional act means. One act of longing for it, wanting it, calling it. It is to acquire more divine strength, to be embellished more, but so much that we ourselves remain enraptured. We look at her over and over again, and we recognize in her our strength, our beauty, and oh, how we love her. And we feel even more delighted because she is for us the bearer of our joys and of our goods. Before this creature, our love swells. It overflows from ourselves and pours into her so abundantly as to fill her up to the point of forming around and inside of her our maze of love, which gives her the longing and ardent desire for the fullness of our will to grow. My daughter, there is a great difference between one who is all attention, all eyes, and all heart, because she wants my will, and one who wants it, but without any special attention. It seems that these don't have eyes to look at it in all things, or a heart to love it, or a voice to call it. Maybe they possess my will in small part, but its fullness is far away from them. Then Jesus remained silent, and I remained inside the eternal waves of the divine volition. So much so that my poor mind did not know how to get out. And I felt like saying, "Jesus, enough for now. My mind just cannot contain any more of what you want to tell me." And my sweet Jesus placed his hand upon my forehead and continued, My daughter, keep listening to me. To what extent can a soul who lives in our will reach? My will makes her aware of all our works. Our Supreme Being always maintains all its works in continuous act. Past and future do not exist for us. Hence, the Heavenly Father continuously generates His Son. And between Father and Son, the Holy Spirit proceeds. This is life within us. And it is like the heartbeat and the breathing that form our life, generating and proceeding continuously. If it were not so, we would be lacking life in the same way as the creature would lack life if she did not have a continuous heartbeat and breath. In this continuous generating and proceeding, immense joys and such great happiness and contentments are formed that, unable to contain them within ourselves, they overflow outside and form the joys and the happiness of the whole of heaven. From the immense goods produced by the continuous generation of the Word and the proceeding of the Holy Spirit, overflowed the sumptuousness and magnificence of the machine of the entire creation. The creation of man, the conception of the Immaculate Virgin, and the descent of the Word upon earth, all this and more is always in act within our divine being. Just as the Father generating a Son and the proceeding of the Holy Spirit are always in act. Now, one who lives in our will is spectator of these divine prodigies, and she feels she is constantly being given by the Father the Son, whom He always generates, and the Holy Spirit, who always proceeds. Oh, the contentments, the love, and the graces she receives, while she gives us the glory of our constant generating. In our will, she finds the creation in act, and we give her by right all the goods of it. And she is the first glorifier of the many things we have created. She finds in act the Virgin conceived, her seas of love, the whole of her life, and the Virgin makes her the possessor of it all. And she takes it all and glorifies us for the great good we did in creating this celestial creature. She finds in act the descent of the Word, His birth, His tears, His life still palpitating, and His pains. And we make her the possessor of everything, and she takes everything. She glorifies us and loves us for everyone and everything. In our will, the creature can say, all is mine, even God Himself, just as the divine will is mine. Therefore, she feels the duty to glorify us and love us in each thing and for all. Not to give what we have done and what we do to one who lives in our will is impossible for us. Our love would not tolerate this. It would put us in pain. More so, since we lose nothing by giving. Rather, we feel more glorified and more delighted that the creatures live with us, are aware of all our works, and are the possessors of them all. Being able to say, what is ours is yours, is our greatest happiness. This unity never brings any good. The yours and the mine break the love and produce unhappiness. In our will, this union does not exist. Nor do the yours and the mine, but everything is ours and highest accord.